This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
There's a man who came in from Hawaii. I'll bet you that's an Olin Krutz fan. No question about that.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Where do you want to go? I want to go to 56.
How about that? Prior to the snap, you could hear Kyle Orton ask Olin Krutz. He said, where do you want to go? Oh, he said, I want to go at 56. That was Nick Barnett. It's now second and goal.
Yeah, and the reason that he's asking is it's not so much important on running plays, but when you get into passing plays, protection is established based on who is designated as the middle linebacker. So Nick Barnett is that guy.
I want to go at 56.
So now when they get in that situation on a passing down, they're not giving it away because they're not only asking that on passing down.
Second and goal. Back in the end zone. Clark wide open. Touchdown. And it's an upset win for the Chicago Bears, big over the Green Bay Packers.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Molly, he would cook it in the steam room and the sauna, and he had a certain amount of time. He would go back and forth in between, and when it would come out, it literally was like a watermelon. So when I would grab it, it's, you know, thank goodness I had big hands that I could eat.
Oh.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love our guy, Olin Krutz, and I know that you do too. Everyone here at the Broad Stop in Kenosha, Wisconsin, we are brought to you by the fine folks at Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. If you're coming here for the next couple hours, bring a coat to donate. Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha's annual coat drive is going on right now. They're also really nice people. You should buy a car from them if you are in the market. Olin Krutz. And our conversation with him is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Olin, great to have you on the show again. We appreciate you. I'm curious how you feel walking into this game and what you think is significant and important with both teams having real injuries to work through.
What's up, guys? First of all, Tanny's still undefeated. Where he finds those hits, I mean, that sound is crazy to me. But
Well, hold on. Let's talk about that because I need some context on that. That was a 2007 game against the Packers, and yet it's you calling out Nick Barnett as the guy you wanted to attack and block. Is that correct?
But I wanted the blocking scheme. I wanted us, the O-line, to work to him, right? So it's who do you want? We'll go to 56, if I remember correctly, and I can't honestly remember the game plan back then. But he was very good. Now, I do remember Nick Barnett, really good football player, really good linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. And also, I think, Northwestern guy. But, you know, he was a guy who would blitz. He would be trouble for the running back. So obviously don't want to put our running back on their linebacker. So we'll go to him. That way the running back can get out if need be.
Got you. I mean, that. Yeah, I don't know where Tanny grabbed that either. So I know, Lawrence, you asked about now, but, like, he got us thinking about all those games against the Packers. It's like that I mean, it must have been a thrill to beat them the times that you did.
For sure. My first start was against the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, I think it was 2 days after Christmas in 1998. And my last start was against the Green Bay Packers in an NFC championship game that we don't like to talk about. So I lost those games. But along the way, we've had some great ones, right? We had the Walter Payton game where Brian Robinson blocked the field goal. And he said that he felt like he couldn't jump that high. And Walter must have picked him up. And we got to go down to Walter Payton's funeral at Soldier Field and have Dan Hampton talk to us about the importance of playing the Green Bay Packers. And just, guys, I've played them 28 times. So played them a lot. Learned to not like them very much. Really excited about this football game we're about to play against the Green Bay Packers. It's always fun when the game means something. The Chicago Bears playing really good football. Lawrence mentioned, where does this game go? Obviously, with two wide receivers, the Chicago Bears out, all the injuries that the Green Bay Packers have, right, with Devontae Wyatt, Micah Parsons, who, guys, I don't know about you guys, a lot of people talk about, I got to watch Myles Garrett last week because the Bears played him. I got to watch Micah Parsons, obviously, because he plays for the Packers. I think Micah Parsons affects the game more than Myles Garrett does, but that's an argument for another time. Evan Williams, their good safety. I don't know if he's playing. I don't know if they're right tackle. Zach Thomas, Elton Jenkins, tough to crack. They got all kind of guys hurt, but really just Bears run game, right? And we have to get after the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and would love to see Caleb Williams be the best quarterback on the field there for the Chicago Bears come Saturday night.
What are the ways that you think Caleb could do that? What do you see on tape that says, hey, if he does this, he can be the best quarterback on the field Saturday night?
Well, we all seen Bo Nix just put a lot of pressure on the Green Bay Packers defense, right? We saw him run around, you know, outside the pocket. They don't have Micah Parsons to chase down the quarterback anymore, find open receivers, and then also operate from out of the pocket. Now, obviously, Caleb doesn't have Rome Odunze and Luther Burden, but he does have DJ Moore and DuVernay, and he does have Zacchaeus. So he's got weapons there. See, with Colston Loveland, would love to see him. Lawrence, very simply, but what we've been talking about all year, right? Be accurate from inside the pocket, and then when it's time to make those plays, go ahead and make those plays with your feet. Make those unbelievable throws I talked about. I would love to see someone put together a video clips of his throws he's made over the last 3 weeks. Or some of them have just been amazing. But just be efficient. Get the ball in your playmaker's hands. Get the ball. Get check downs to DeAndre Swift. Get it in Manungai's hands. Get it to DJ Moore a little earlier, right? A little earlier. I think still think he's a little late getting the ball to DJ Moore out of his routes. DJ Moore really dangerous with the ball in his hands. But I expect the Chicago Bears to get what they need out of their run game. I expect the Green Bay Packers to overplay their run game a little bit, which will give you chances to make plays in the pass game. When those chances come, Lawrence, you can't miss the layups. You can't miss the big plays. You got to hit them. You got to put the ball where they need to be. And I think that we're all watching a guy who still is a young quarterback. I think we're watching him develop. We're watching him start to make those plays. We're all of us in Chicago who haven't seen a franchise quarterback in I don't know how long, so start to believe that, hey, man, maybe this guy can be that guy, right? He is handling the things we talked about earlier in the year, right? He is managing the line of scrimmage. He is managing the cadence. He is managing the things you just heard of come in to the game, the protections, the runs, the motions, all the things we were worried about in the beginning of the year, the cadence. He's managing that a little better now. I'd like to see him in the biggest game Chicago Bears have played in a while. I'd like to see him lead his team to victory.
Oh, it's easy to play coverage when Micah Parsons is part of your pass rush package. Without him, do you think Jeff Hafley will say, all right, let me try to make up for the lack of a presence of Micah Parsons and pressures by Micah Parsons by sending more guys? Or do you say, all right, let's just stay back and stay in our lanes, don't let Caleb get outside, and see if he can beat us from the pocket?
Yeah, I think you'll see some more. I'd like to see the Bears stay out of these third and long situations, right? They did have simulated pressures last time they played the Packers where they dropped Micah Parsons into coverage and brought guys from the other side of the field. So I think you will see some of that. I think he'll see how the game is going, Lawrence, to be honest. I think he'll see, well, can I still get pressure with the Rashawn Gary, with Lucas Van Ness, with all these guys, Brooks, with these guys I do have. They still do have some pretty decent pass rushers. Now, they don't have Micah Parsons. I know I don't have to tell Ben Johnson this, but it's not like they have a left tackle there that no matter who it is, you don't have to worry about giving him help. So I don't want the Chicago Bears to drop the ball there where it's like, well, Micah Parsons is out, let's leave Ozzie Trapillo one-on-one the whole game, right? Let's not do that either. Let's still give him help. Let's still give him his chips. Let's still do the things we need to do to keep Caleb Williams upright, to keep him protected, because they still have guys who can get after the quarterback, who can get hot late in the year, right? They spent a lot of assets there. They're pass rushing guys and Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness and Inogbre and all these guys who they do have. I don't know. I don't even know if he's playing. I see he's on the injury report too. So a lot of these things we got to check out come, you know, game time on Saturday. But they'll find ways. And then that's what I'm talking about. Like, I do think eventually he'll have to say, well, I got to put more pressure on Caleb Williams because we are not getting enough pressure on him, Lawrence. And then that's what I'm saying, man. I think the opportunities will be there to take those shots down the field. And I think I want to see some explosive plays and Caleb be accurate, put the ball in his playmaker's hands and find some touchdowns. When they do, like the Bears did the last time when they played the Packers, right? They overextended themselves to get pressure on Love. And that's when Love beat them when they were doing blitz zero and guys were in one-on-one, you know, like C.J. Gardner-Johnson on that third down. And Byard on the other third down, and they were, you know, obviously they dropped coverage when it was Bo Melton. But those things I'd like to see the Bears do to the Packers.
Olin Kreutz is with us. He knows more about football than us. Olin, when I watch them run the ball, I try to figure out sometimes, is this inside zone? Is it outside zone? And it's hard to figure that out live. I love that they can do both. And last time they played, Tom Brady was making a big deal about how the Packers are good at defending the outside zone. The Bears are good at running it, so they've gone away from it. And a lot of their success, I believe, was with the inside zone. Is that accurate from your recollection? And how does that change without Micah Parsons? Or maybe does it change just because the Bears chose to do it the way they did it last time, and now it's a second matchup of these two teams?
Yeah, that's a great question. In their inside zone, mid zone, right? There's also something called the mid zone where the outside zone is going to the outside leg of the tight end. Mid zone went right at the right tackle. And then inside zone went at the right guard, right? So if you go there, and it'll flip if they were going left. And they do have some gap plays, but their center, Drew Dahlman, is an excellent zone blocking center. And Jonah Jackson is amazing on combo blocks, working with the center, or working with Darnell Wright. Getting to the second level, that's the thing that is really, really impressive about this offensive line, guys, is they have like four guys, Tooney, Dahlman, Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright, can all climb to the second level. And even last year, I saw DJ Moore blocking the Mike linebacker on Swift's first touchdown, and they actually designed it for him to block the Mike linebacker. You get a combo block between Darnell Wright and Colson Loveland. But they mix it up. They'll go a little more wide zone when Swift is in, and then when Monongai comes in, you guys can guess what they're about to do, right? They're about to come downhill and break your helmet. So they do a lot of things like that. They get a lot of movement. They get pad under pad. They run off the ball, hands low to high. I'm fortunate enough to know where the O-line coach Dan Roshar learned a lot of his coaching from. I'm a big fan of the way he coaches, the way he coaches blocking, the way they teach running off the football, getting your hand inside, displacing defensive linemen. The greatest thing in the world is to move a man from point A to point B against his will. And that's what the Chicago Bears offensive line is doing. And I think you guys will agree that Swift and Monunga have added some attitude to Monunga runs the ball like that anyway, but Swift has added some attitude to the way he's running the football, the way he's dropping his pad, the way he's getting, when he's supposed to get 2 yards, he gets four, he's supposed to get four, he gets six. Coach Eric Bieniemy teaching them how to run low, run with their pad level. But yes, they're inside zone against this team with Edgen Cooper and Quay Walker and all the speed the Packers defense has. It does make sense, especially one of their D tackles out and their defensive end out. To why not run downhill at them and get going early and often? And you saw them, what I thought was wear out a little late in that game. And some of that is because they don't have some players back there. But get downhill, it's like throwing body shots, right? And we all know how much Ben Johnson loves the play action pass and how good Caleb has gotten at that. I think the numbers the last couple of weeks have been over 70% in play action passes. So, yes. Run the football, let your O-line that's playing at a high level right now do the things they're good at, lean on the Packers defense, and then take your shots when the time comes.
Man, see, that's great stuff. And the way that you talk about the satisfaction that we hear in your voice about watching that stuff, I think a lot of us are feeling that this year and seeing a run game and how it can dictate physicality and all of that. And so, you know, we talked a lot last time about, like, all right, run at Micah Parsons. You don't have to think about that. now. So just run behind your strengths, run behind Jonah and Darnell an awful lot and Drew Dahlman or what?
Yeah, it's what they do, right? They try to find that combo block between Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright any way they can. Sometimes it can be the backside of a zone play to the left. Sometimes it can be a front side gap play. Sometimes it can be an inside zone play. But they dictate to the defense the way they want them to line up with their shifts in motion, right? And that's when you hear a lot of people talk about, man, it's unbelievable the job they're doing with their shifts in motions. And I heard you guys, you know, talking about their run game and their shifts in motions and what it does to the defense and how it gets in the lineup. But let me tell you something right now, guys. Ben Johnson is not guessing. When he does those shifts in motions, they're doing it for a reason, and they're getting the look they want, and they're getting to the combo block they want, and that's the movement they're going to get, and they're going to get that running back to the second level. So, yes, you run at – you can still just change the name, right? Run at Rashawn Garrett. Change the name and do the same things you've been doing and get to that right side of your offensive line and let Dahlman – and even when Dahlman works with Jonah Jackson, let him reach that guy. They were really heavy running right last week, running away from Myles Garrett, which was a really good idea, right? And I heard you guys had Mike Martz on the other day, and he used to do the same things with his shifts and motions and dictate to the defense how he wanted them to line up. And they weren't guessing. Like when I was in a room with Mike Martz, it took me a while to learn. Like, he's not guessing. When he puts in the shifts and puts in the motion, he knows that we're going to have an advantage and he's going to get the looks that he wants. And they're trying to get to that Jonah Jackson, Darnell right side.
What's it like in the huddle or on the sideline after an incredible trap block or pull and pen?
Yeah, man.
Because that has been a joy to watch on social media past week.
The Jonah Jackson one.
Yeah,
man.
That poor kid from Michigan, Mason, what's his name?
Graham.
Mason Graham. Just getting destroyed. So what's that like when you execute that properly?
Yeah, and think about what happened, right? That's Jim Schwartz's defense, and all they teach there is get up the field, right? Get up the field as hard as fast as you can. So set up by the coaching staff, use your physical guard, Jonah Jackson, who's been having a great year. We talked about on this show, we mentioned it for the first time, that he has a chance to be a first team, not Pro Bowler, but all pro, right? And nowadays, Lawrence, think about, like, when I played, we used to get the still shots, right? The black and white still shots of what was going on the field. Now they have, you know, they have the iPads where they can see, I don't know how many seconds of the play, but they can actually watch that, right? And it motivates the sideline. I wouldn't doubt that, you know, some of the offensive coaches on the sideline were like, guys, watch this play and watch the rookie because we're about to set him up to get hit, right? And you know, in Graham's defense, that happens to everybody who plays in the NFL, right? You get welcome to the NFL at some moment, no matter who you are. But, yes, that can get a team going when something like that works. The physicality that this offensive line plays with, the way the running backs run the football, the way everyone is bought in, right? Credit to even wide receiver coach Antoine Randall. His wide receivers are in there. They know who to block. They know the scheme. They know who they're supposed to be on. I talked about DJ Moore blocking the Mike linebacker last week. One thing I worried about going into the game was who was to take Roma Dunze's place, who was a big part of the run game, and DJ Moore did a nice job. And you could tell that the concepts and the scheme and the things they're explaining to these guys is very clear. There's not a lot of mental mistakes. Everyone knows who they're supposed to be on. And that run game right now, and we want it to continue on Saturday, is an absolute nightmare for defenses and defensive coordinators to stop, especially this late in the year.
Olin, you're right about Caleb needing to get that ball to DJ while he's on the run in the middle of those patterns. And some week it's going to happen. Like when I'm watching Puka Nacua have 12 catches for 255 last night and Matthew Stafford's just putting it in his chest, like early on, right after he makes the break, and then Puka runs for 30 yards. He's not as fast as DJ. He's not as elusive as DJ. It's like, one of these days, DJ's going to have that Equanimeous St. Brown game or that Puka Nacua game when Caleb gets it to him on time. That's coming, don't you think?
Yeah, and the quarterback, and to your point, Speaks, the quarterback and the wide receiver are both talented enough to produce a night like we just saw from Stafford and Puka Nacua, and how fun is the NFC right now and for us to be in the middle of all of this. But when you talk about DJ Moore, right, I remember after that first Green Bay game that Rome was out, everybody was talking about what happened, asking the coach, why didn't he get DJ the ball more? And I watched the film, and I said on the pregame show, well, Caleb's just got thrown the ball when he's open. That was the only problem, right? The scheme was there. He was open. And even in this past game, the ball got to him. But I think Caleb will grow a little more comfortable with DJ. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, and this is just a guess on my part, but maybe the big targets right now in a young part of his career are a little more comfortable for him. He sees them a little easier, right? The Luther Burdens, the Roma Dunze, especially Colson Loveland, man. What a target that guy is, right? What the way the guy runs routes and the hands he has. He's been playing great the last couple of weeks, but I think you know, Caleb will get to the point where he's like, okay, with DJ, I got to get the ball out before he even comes out of his break. Like, I just got to trust that he's going to beat this guy and he's going to be open. Once I read that the coverage, that's where I should go with the football. That, okay, I got to be a little earlier here and give this guy a chance, who, when he's on the field, he's going to make, you know, a cornerback or safety, he makes it really hard for them to miss. And that's why Ben Johnson tries to get him the ball, right? You know, on, you know, like that inside reverse that they ruined for me and you, Spiegs, right? That he got hit in the backfield the last time against Green Bay, which I thought I couldn't tell, but, and the only they could tell me, but I would ask him, is DJ lined up too wide there? Should it be closer? I think that play should hit a little faster. Now, Ozzie Capillo does have to cut off Brooks there, but he didn't. But long story short, when you see them doing all that, what they're saying is, this receiver is dangerous with the ball in his hands, right? This guy's more like a running back. He's a guy we want to get the ball to. That's why as a quarterback, you say to yourself, okay, man, if the coverage dictates, I go to this guy, I'm going to try to get it there a little earlier and give him a chance to make that cornerback miss, get 8-10 yards. And we've all seen DJ do that. And I remember to talk about, should they trade DJ more? And good thing they didn't, right? Good thing they didn't, now that we're here, where we have injured receivers. And even, you know, I'm sure Ryan Poe is looking for my number, because I called him a 7-on-7 builder of teams. And he's like, look at my guys. Nah, I need these guys, right?
Oh, you've watched a ton of tape on Jordan Love. What's been the most effective way to get him out of rhythm?
Yeah, you got to get pressure on him up the middle, right? You got to constantly get there. And he does a nice job fading back. Everybody talks about it and hitting his receivers. But most of the time, when you get him off and get him off rhythm, the pressure comes from inside. So Grady Jarrett, Billings, right? Even I like to see them run, I think, the left side of their line. The Packers offense line struggles with games. And, you know, I know I'm late on my suggestions, but like to see Billings and Booker out there, right? Austin Booker, and have Billings run a, what I say, game. I mean, tackle end, where the end would wrap under Billings, but just ways, you know, blitzing. We saw Jackson blitz last week, get that sack, things like that, get up the middle. Now, last time they did that, he got the ball out fast enough. So, you know, coverage and obviously pressure always have to match, right? They always got to work together. But just up the middle, Lawrence, little pressure, get him off rhythm, get him off his timing and where he wants to go with the football. And it seems it works a little better when it's coming right at his face, which is, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. That's true for a lot of quarterbacks. And I like to, you know, DeMarco Jackson won the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, and we want to congratulate him. I hope he went out and bought Andrew Billings a nice dinner, because I like to play linebacker behind that guy too. I could make a few plays.
Speaking of dinner, Olin, we're at the Brat Stop here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I mean, the Brat Stop is unbelievable. The brats are delicious. But more than anything, I want to ask you about fried cheese curds. We had some on the table, and I can't stop eating them.
They're really great.
They're unbelievably great. And I'm wondering if you take such good care of yourself, your body is a temple, if you will succumb every once in a while to some fried cheese curds, which are good for you, as we all know.
Oh, yeah. There's a City Works, I think, is the restaurant. They're in Vernon Hills. And, you know, when I'm sitting on my couch and think I've eaten my salad and my salmon, and all of a sudden the doorbell rings and my wife Wendy is like, what is that? And I said, oh, that might be cheese curds from City Works, right? They have this smoked tomato sauce. Yeah. But if people ask me, I say, look, man, I had salmon and salad for dinner. But yes, I do. Who doesn't, I'll kid you not, like fried cheese, and especially, you know, if you dip it in ranch dressing sometimes. I mean, I don't know if they have any ranch there for you guys.
Do.
Maybe you have some beer there, and you know, whatever you want to do, you know, vodka and soda if you want to be healthy, but just cut it out somewhere. And then you just have to do a little more exercising the next day. They got this thing now, they call it, I think it's like 12, 3, and 30, where you put the treadmill incline at 12, you put the speed at 3, and you walk for 30 minutes. Took care of your cheese curds.
Yep. Olin is really good at whenever we would do remotes and we go a little bit crazy, he'd be like, hey, extra cardio tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that's
a little bit.
I'm going to follow that 12, 3, and 30, maybe 20, but we'll see if I
whatever
can.
Whatever it takes.
But start where you can handle it, right?
So yeah.
A little fasting, fast, and then hit that and, you know, put a heart rate monitor on. Don't get yourself in trouble.
Oh, thank we you. Appreciate you, man. Looking forward to talking to you next week after this game.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game, man.
All right, man. Hey, before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in tomorrow from 4 to 7:20 for your local Ford dealers pregame show. Where is it? Oh, it's right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, that man, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Good to know that Olin cannot help himself when the fried cheese is presented. This is where Packers fans and Bears fans alike can bond together.
Let's take a small break from the Bears-Packers game because the Cubs wouldn't dare trade Nico Hoerner, would they?
Dude, this is we need to make a plea directly.
All right. Speed's going to do that next here on The Score.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Four.
You know, I said over and over again, I mean, he's an incredible baseball player and someone that I am couldn't be more thrilled to be able to play with. Like, he's the man. Like, Nico really is the man.
Dude, that is Dansby Swanson talking about Nico Hoerner. Great job by Chris Tannehill in grabbing that. And Sean Sears playing it back at the shop. Love you, Sean. But, like, that's the guy that you paid to be your leader talking to you about who the actual leader is on that team. That is before Game 5 of the NLDS when they were trying to come back from being down 2-0 and word had leaked out on Inside the Clubhouse that Nico Horner ITC. Had addressed the team and gotten them going before the two home games that they won in such triumphant fashion. And Dansby is telling you, Nico is the man. There are reports out there, and I continue to hear rumblings that the Cubs might trade Nico Horner. Don't trade Nico, Cubs brass. I beg of you, and I'm not alone. People here at the Bronx stop.
There was an audible groan when I teased this segment.
Yes, because Nico is the heart and soul of what you do, what you've built, what you're selling. He does everything well. He makes the most of everything that he has, and he makes contact, and he's great anywhere you need to put him defensively. Fans love him. Teammates love him. Of course he's great on the radio, and he chose a really cool pizza with Rinaldi's and all of that. But he's just that dude. And even if you add other good players, you're not supposed to do so at the expense of the good players you have just because their contracts are up in a year.
Here's the argument. I don't agree with this. Here is the argument. The argument is, are you sure that Nico's going to have another six war season? And are you getting the most trade value at a position that I don't want to call it redundant because it's not.
But it's fillable.
But it's fillable. That would be the argument that you have to give up something to get something, and he might be the one player that you could actually give away to bring you something back that you would need.
I hear you. You're totally right. And that's why it's scary that they might do it. Because as a line item, it makes some sense. If you're trying to hit a certain number, like let's say they get lucky and they add Alex Bregman the way that Jed wanted to last year, and maybe they can actually do it. They could just move Matt Shaw, who's incredibly cheap for many years to come, to second base and then trade Nico Horner for something and convince themselves they're not really going to lose that much. And I will tell you from a vibes standpoint, from a teammate standpoint, from a fan appreciation standpoint, they are wrong. And I believe that from a production standpoint, they'd end up wrong too. But they might not believe that. And to your point, they could see the wisdom in doing exactly that and saving themselves whatever the number is that Nico's going to make this year. Was it 10 or 12, something like that?
I got to say that that's a move where I think there are a couple of guys on that team where if you move them
12 mil and 26,
there's going to be some real angry people.
Dude.
Nico's at the top of that list. PCA, I think, is another one that's on that list. Like people... players that have become ensconced with what the Cubs want to be over the next few years, them doing it would be a something. It would be a something. And I look, we've been messing with you because you've been on the muscle on this about the Cubs and their off season. And then to see last night before I go to bed, the Michael King thing.
Dude.
And I go, wait a minute, I thought San Diego was shedding salary.
Yeah.
And no, they're not. They're not.
They kept Michael King for 3 years at 75. And you know what was ugly about that whole thing from a Cubs perspective? The Cubs weren't even taken seriously enough in the Michael King sweepstakes to be treated as leverage. He had to go to the American League East and get a rumor that the Red Sox, Yankees, and Orioles were all interested and that the Yankees might give him 3 at 90.
Mm-hmm.
That was the leverage that Michael King and his agent created. And then the Padres came up with their 75, and Michael King stays in one of the most beautiful cities in America, as you recently discovered, and all of that. But, like, the Cubs weren't even taken seriously in that. What are we doing? What are we doing? You're good enough to win 92 games. That means you're good enough to add a few more things when you're losing Kyle Tucker anyway, and freaking go for it with 1 year left in this collective bargaining agreement. What are we doing?
And you start seeing some of the players that – make sense for the Cubs, like leave the market, sign with other teams. And I'm just like, okay, is there a plan that obviously there's a plan that we don't know anything about, but is it going to actually make the Cubs better? And if they end up in a season where you should be in kind of go for it mode, because you're out of anyone, like you're the team that's expecting there to be a work stoppage.
Clearly.
So why not load up and make the smart moves of guys that are young enough that they can be helpful if there is a work stoppage after the work stoppage is over, or spend on guys that in 1 year and maybe overpay to get you closer to where you want to be.
This is the year to do that. This is the year you just came up short, and you should be adding pieces to get you over that hump. And you've done it a little bit in the bullpen, and there's more things they could still do in the bullpen. I'm not going to freak out about that, but I sure as hell am going to freak out about the starting rotation when your big offseason addition is probably going to be retaining Shota Imanaga. That's going to be your big rotation acquisition, is retaining the guy that you didn't think enough of to use in the biggest game of the season, in all nine innings that were played.
Yeah, it's an ugly thing. And to think that it might be Nico, we have a personal relationship with Nico, so we want to be upfront and transparent about that. But I also think that Nico has been a wonderful ambassador for the Cubs through us.
Oh, yes. But and also just through himself, like the work he does with the kids' camps and all that. And you see people in Nico jerseys like crazy, also because of the kind of player he is. He's a beautiful baseball player who, you know, it ended up hitting at the top of your order. You need more guys like that. The Blue Jays just made it to the World Series with a pile of dudes who are reminiscent of Nico's skill set, playing great defense and making contact. If you're going to add some power, great, but don't lose him just because he's making 12 mil in a year where you should be able to go over the thresholds. Yada, freaking yada. It's ugly. Wait, pitchforks and torches. That's what we will take to Cubs offices if they trade Nico Hoerner. Who's with me? So far, it's just us.
You knew that there were going to be people who were with you on that, for sure.
Yeah, but just it's a small group, but we will be loud, and we will be feisty, and our pitchforks will be vast. We'll be strong, even if our numbers are not vast. Do you have any pitchforks?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I have enough of a yard where I do like...
You own a pitchfork?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's easy.
Yeah. You got any torches?
I have like a flower bed and
it's
small, but you know, it's like postage stamp because I live in the city.
Sure.
But you need that stuff.
Yeah, I live in a high rise. I don't have a pitchfork.
Yeah, you don't got them problems. Yeah. You got them problems. So if you need one.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
You can borrow mine.
That's partnership.
And you can lead the rebellion.
I will lead the Nico Rebellion, as it will forever be known.
Yes, it's a hot topic today.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is a hot topic and hot topics. When we come back, Caleb is out here being petty, and we're going to decide if we like it or we don't like it. That's next on the score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir.
Here-eth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get-eth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Four.
What is it about that part of this offense, given how big of a part of this offense that is, the play action? What is it that makes you so successful in those situations?
Yeah, I don't know. I was told I couldn't get under center and you know, turn my back to the defense. So, I don't know. No.
Yeah, I touch you, DJ. Is that in any way an ill-advised throw from like from your point of view?
Nah, I can make any throw.
Oh, hell yes. That's right. That's our quarterback, isn't it? That's from Sunday. That's Caleb Williams absolutely feeling it in postgame. And Lawrence, I think that kid has been, that young man, excuse me, has been hesitant to show his full personality at times. Understandably, as a young man, as the face of a franchise.
Someone trying to figure out a lot of stuff, including life.
Yes.
You know, like you're trying to figure out where you fit, like what was last season. How am I going to fit with this new coach?
Right.
Get everything straightened out. And I'm also like growing into adulthood.
Yeah, man. I'm growing into adulthood. I got paid a lot of money even in college. Now I'm getting paid a lot of money. I want these guys to like me.
I've lived my whole life online. There's a lot of people who seemingly don't like me for whatever reason.
Dude, it's hard to be in your 20s, in your early 20s.
It is. And
be finding your way in a business and in a world. So he's had some fake it till you make it stuff that's been going on. They'd be like, well, I don't know how real that is. So when we saw that stuff, I'm like, oh, there you go. Like, if that's you, go ahead and be you as long as it doesn't get in the way of being your best self.
And look, I trust me, I understand his feeling where he basically has had a great triumph last week. And there were people who were doubting whether or not the number one pick in the draft would outplay a guy who barely has experience playing.
Right. And you brought that stuff to light very well on Monday. Stuff from, obviously, from Chris Broussard, but also from LeSean McCoy.
And he won't let it go. But apparently
Shady won't let it go?
Shady won't let it go. He doubled down after the game. And I think since then, he and Caleb have talked. But
Caleb keeps doing some stuff online, right?
Yeah, and that's I am a fan of the clap back when it is necessary. And I felt like Caleb needed to clap back, and I was happy with his clap back. And now I'm like 48-hour rule.
But I need before you put the brakes on the clap back. Alex Kuhn, you're an expert in the clapback. I think
he
we
is.
Can all say that.
And he's also Dr. TikTok on the show.
You're our doctor of TikTok.
My favorite Marvel superhero, Dr. TikTok, is here.
Can you explain the clapback, sir?
Well, Caleb Williams has clapped back twice this week at Shady McCoy. And apparently he talked to Shady after the first clapback and then clapped back again because Shady
won't stop.
Also, he wouldn't stop.
He won't stop.
Now, one of the things
running back a clapback.
So Shady apparently asked him. He's like, "Oh, when am I going to see that like USC Caleb Williams?" He's like, "Oh, it's coming, it's coming." And then Shady went and for 20 minutes with Emmanuel Acho continued to double and triple and quadruple down. And then I wake up this morning and see another post. Just this guy, just lambasting Shady and Emmanuel Acho.
Just
and I'm
a,
like, who?
A Bears fan. It's just
some random Bears fan. I'm like, who reposted this? Oh, Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams reposted this.
So this is the clapback. Is he reposts stuff of people bashing
Correct.
Shady McCoy?
That's what he has done twice this week.
And that's all it needs to be. Him deciding, you know what? I'm going to hit the button and amplify this.
I'm okay if he pulls up like right here. Like just like you made your point, man. Pull up right here, because what I don't want is for him to end up in a loss this week or a game that's not as good, and then people are like, oh, now it's open season on Caleb.
Yeah.
But look, he's probably more attuned to this world
of what's happening online than I am at
That's
this point.
That's the thing, right?
Because he grew up in it.
That's the thing. Like, we know.
I'm looking at it from a different perspective.
He is.
And almost like in a protective, like, don't.
Right, but he's like, he has always been extremely online. Tanny, remember the thing where he said, your girl love him about his fingernails?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Like, and that was a direct, let me go ahead and retake that narrative and show you I'm cool with exactly who I am. And, like, good for him. So, I think he might, the kids today, man, they're more comfortable with this stuff than we are.
Yeah, and that's the thing, to Lawrence's point. I would agree with Lawrence. Like, if that was me and I was the number one pick and I was a lightning rod, I would not be a very online. But I guess he has realized that he has to sort of embrace the good and the bad, because we know that they look at it, right? We know, like, when things are good, they are looking. So you might as well amplify that signal if it makes you feel better.
And it clearly fuels him.
It does. And I have thoughts on that, too. Like, my thoughts are, instead of giving energy to the people who hate you, give it to the people that love you and want you to win. But,
and I think that's some of the stuff he's learning this year.
But
yeah,
he's grown up all the way in it. Us olds,
yeah.
We're looking at it from a different perspective because we've seen the rise of it. We know what some of the dangers are. But if he's comfortable living in that space, it's cool. I'm just like,
I know. But let's say what you're saying happens. He has a bad game, and then people go after him. He's probably strong enough and used to this medium enough. It'll be like, oh, okay, you got me. I'll see you next week.
I hope so. As for the USC Caleb, I like this version. The USC Caleb was cool. I like the version that's working with Ben Johnson.
Me too, but there was a little hint of USC Caleb on that second touchdown to DJ Moore.
And I think that's what I like.
It's like Josh Allen breaking, like, out the Idaho Josh.
Here's what I would say. If Caleb and I were talking about it,
is that where he went?
I would say, Caleb, that Wyoming. Was Caleb.
Damn it.
That was Caleb 2.0. You're Caleb 4.0.
Yeah, right.
There are still things in the 2.0 that make it to the 4.0. Uh-huh. We don't have to go back to that old version. This new version is great.
Yeah, I hear you. Last night, me, Christine, and Ruben were looking at some stuff on TikTok. Doc Talk, if I can call you that.
That's too close to Doc Ock, so it's got to be Dr. TikTok.
Dr. TikTok. So we're looking at this stuff, and we're looking at this thing. I'm like, that's impossible, this guy doing this thing. And Ruben goes, oh, yeah, that's AI. And I'm like, how do you know? And he's like, well, it's got this, it's got that, it's got this, it's got that, it's got this, and can't you see that? And I was like,
I can now, because you pointed it out.
But, like, this is the kind of media literacy that we preach about and we hope for. Some of them just have it because they've been living, looking at it for so long.
Well, think about Caleb. It's like, you know, we didn't hear much. This is our realization that he is very much online because of the past year and a half.
He's been quiet.
And just think about it. He must have been stewing that entire time, and that must have, you know, compounded things, made it worse. He was reading everything, seeing all the clips, all the stuff we played on the show, all of last year.
And he probably felt like he wasn't in a position to actually clap back.
And now he feels like he can, probably.
And I wonder if he'd be like, man, ain't none of this my fault. And y'all know it's not my fault.
And that's how I feel okay about all of it, because he never did any of that. He could have went out there and you know, finger pointed his coaching staff, GM, or whatever, but he didn't do any of that.
As long as he keeps working and keeps the headspace when he's with Ben and doing team stuff in the right spot, I think he'll be just fine.
It's part of the reason that I have moved to being a Caleb guy. Is because
you got a woo for that.
Ric Flair just walked.
Ric Flair. Oh, that's it. Just Ric Flair's here.
Part of the reason is how well he's played, and clearly, like, if you're watching every day, which I don't think Shady McCoy and some of his other detractors aren't.
Clearly,
you can see the improvement. The other part is he had chances last year, and if you're talking about the concept of leadership. He had chances to be the petulant child that he is often accused of being, and he wasn't.
That's a really good point. He never bust-tossed the offensive coordinators.
And he could have. And
probably should have.
And then they all bust-tossed him before the season.
Yes, they did. You nailed it.
To Tyler Dillon.
Like, he could have done that, and everyone in Chicago would have been like, we get it. Caleb, we saw it.
Yeah, he never did it.
We saw you get destroyed.
The only thing we had to indicate how he felt was him rolling his eyes at Shane Waldron snickering on the sideline.
Right.
Which was just a normal human reaction.
And so those
I know, right?
Those guys go after him in that piece. Like, the idea of trying to defend Matt Eberflus is bizarre. And now he's got a coach that clearly has his back.
Yeah, he does.
And some guys in that locker room that clearly have his back. So I'm happy that he feels confident and comfortable in his skin to clap back. And I'm just like, okay, don't go crazy.
Don't worry about it. Don't, you'll be all right. He's got his Avengers now. He's got all those guys in the offensive line. Each one's a different Avenger. And you know who else he has on his side? Dr. TikTok.
He's got Dr. TikTok. And if you got Dr. TikTok,
you got everything you need.
You got everything you need. Dan Weider is going to join us with the latest from Hallis Hall next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.